All right, fighters, how many times have you been excited to sell a job at a high number? You know, you hit the profit margin goal on the sale, you sold your project at 50% gross profit or better, like we've been talking about, and then you go out and do the job, and at the end, you realize you didn't even come close to making the amount of profit that you thought you were going to make on the damn job. Well, listen, today's 5 a.m. fight is the audio of something we did on Contractor Fight TV, 5 ways to make more money on your next project. And so I'm going to share 5 things with you here that, again, if you dial this stuff in, if you're consistent with it, you can make more money on the very next job that you're on. In fact, you might even be able to salvage the fucking job you're on right now if it's falling apart with some of these 5 things. So guys, check this out and implement this stuff. Remember, guys, this show, this community, this mission of ours to bring respect and dignity back to the trades, it is 100% dependent on us implementing the things that we know to do. And so I'm going to give you 5 things here today that you can do to make more money on your next job. Let's rock. All right, fighters, the first thing you got to know here when you're all excited, you know, you sold this job at a 50% gross profit or more. You're like, man, this is a slam dunk. Like I said in the intro, when things shake out, when the actual performance of the job comes in, you're like, man, I didn't do as well on the job that I thought I was going to do. Or what happens, you think you did really good on the job, and you look at your profit and loss, and it shows at the very bottom that you had a net profit that month of 20 grand, and then you look at your bank account, and your bank account has nowhere near 20 grand in it. The problem with this is each job that goes like that, each month that goes like that, compounds in a positive or a negative direction, one way or the other. It compounds. You're going to get more of what you're getting if you don't get in front of this thing. So here today, guys, is I want to talk about these 5 things that I'm going to quickly go through here today to put on your radar so that you can make more money on the very next job you do. And the very first thing, guys, right, number one, is a clear scope of work. You or whoever estimated and sold the job had an idea of what things are going to take. It's going to take me this long to demo this. It's going to take this many man hours to do this. It's going to take whatever. Here's the conditions. Here's things that we got to consider. Okay. It's the time. Time is the number one profit suck for a contractor. All right. So make sure that you have a clear scope of work that outlines the time expected for things to take, the expectations of what needs to happen. Maybe there were client expectations that you got to make sure you communicate to your crew and things like that. What's important also, guys, about this time thing is where this thing called Parkinson's Law comes in, which basically, in a nutshell, says the time that is made available for a task, that it will always take whatever time you make available for a task is what it'll take. So if you just go, hey, guys, here's the job. We got to do it this week. That's an open-ended amount of time that week, basically, versus you saying, hey, this is a 96 hour job, man hour job, they're going to be more likely to hit it in the 96. So give them a clear target is the whole point here with a clear scope of work. Second thing you could do to make more money on your next project is do what one of my business partners calls transfer the trust. Have a transfer the trust meeting at the beginning of each job. This is where you, whoever sold the job and whoever's going to run the job, meet with the client on the site and you go through a checklist of some things of what's important to make sure everybody's on the same page, to make sure that the customer is introduced to who's running the job and the transfer of trust happens where you're basically saying, hey, customer, this is Billy, my foreman. I trust him to run the project. We walk the job together. We go over the scope. We confirm colors or locations of things. All right, so everyone's on the same page and we diffuse any bombs before they actually blow up on us. Guys, this meeting is one of the most crucial meetings you can have in your business to ensure that each job makes the money that you want it to make. Third thing is the weekly operations meeting. So many people think I'm full of shit on this, but I'll tell you, the companies that implement a regular operations meeting to talk about the status of the ongoing jobs, to talk about, to give an accounting, your foreman, whoever ran the job, should be giving an account for the jobs that they completed over the last week, okay, in the last 7 days. Like, hey, I had the Reber job and it was bid for 100 hours and we brought it in at 92 hours. They're happy. We got a good review. Or, hey, we got to go back and address them. Guys, you're getting on the same page about the status of the projects. You're also talking about jobs that are coming in the future. Okay, and there's a lot of cultural reasons for that, for your team to give them confidence in the future of the company. But the point here is these weekly operations meetings will absolutely be a great place to rally each week and make sure that we're moving in the direction that we need to, that we're pre-planning projects, having conversations so that we could be as successful as possible. This is also a great time to do a little bit of training about everything from where to park, how to knock on the door, how to do an upsell, okay? How to do this transfer the trust meeting, how to use the new time app that you might have in the business, 15 minutes in every meeting, could be a part of it as a safety meeting. Guys, this is a great time to rally the team, build them together, and that net result in the other end is you're going to make more money on the next job. Fourth thing you can do right now, help you make more money on the job that you're on, is have a daily recap. Just touch base. Are we on track to do what we plan to do today? I personally believe whoever's running the project should pull the team together before the day and at the end of the day and just go, hey guys, before the day, here's our plan today. That means by noon we need to be here, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end of the day, it's a conversation about, hey, we did a good job today, or we're a little behind, or we're a little ahead. Let's keep the pedal down. Okay, tomorrow, this is going to be the plan. See, because when you're planning ahead like this, you're putting it into the subconscious of everyone's brains that this is what we're going to accomplish the next day. That daily recap is like real-time reporting so that you're not surprised that a job goes over budget later on. So take the time and do that, and it'll provide you an opportunity to make adjustments if you're not on schedule to finish on time. And it also provides a better relationship and experience for the customer that you're working with because you're communicating with them as well. And finally, this daily recap, if you have multiple crews, should be reporting back to the office each day. Hey, this is where we're at. Looks like we're going to be done a day early or so, or looks like I'm going to need some more time. Whatever it might be, at least everybody's on the same page, guys. And when everyone's on the same page, you make more money. Fifth and final thing here I want to share, how to make more money on your next job. There was an old song by the Doobie Brothers called Love the One You're With. Okay? And point here, guys, is you got to love the customer you're with right now. Raise your hand. I'm raising mine. Raise your hand if you've ever been in a situation in your business where you feel like you're bouncing this guy over here and then you need him to go over here and people are running around and it's just chaotic because you're trying to juggle all these projects, juggle all these balls and keep everybody happy. As soon as you get it in your head that I have to start this job and finish this job, start this job strong, finish this job strong, you will make more money. Your efficiencies will go up. You can't please everybody. This is a massive problem that I see with so many contractors is they'll get something started and in order to appease somebody else, they'll pull a guy off or they'll pull off for a day and go do this. A lot of times they pull off so they can start another job and get a deposit, which is a no-no. All right, finish the damn job that you're on right now. Provide a great experience for people. You know, use this opportunity to upsell, plant seeds for future work, okay? Work on getting good reviews from these customers. Those things right there, guys, will also help you make more money on your future jobs. But you want to make money on this job right now? Come up with a daily plan. Talk about those scopes and all that stuff that we talked about earlier in this video and implement that shit. And don't pull off the job until the job is done and it's complete and it's finished. All right? Guys, these five things will help you keep things simple. All right? And really what we're talking about here is you sell the job, you pre-plan the job, you monitor the job, and then you learn and adjust, right? That's it. That's how you make money. Sell it, pre-plan it, okay? Monitor, pay attention to what's going on, and make the needed adjustments. You can't do that if you don't have somewhat of an organized planning schedule around all this stuff. So guys, a resource I have for you here today, we talked about the weekly operations meeting and things like that. We have a list in the Contractor Fight of several meetings you should be having. Some are annual, some are monthly and weekly and things like that. Real simple document. You could go get it at thecontractorfight.com meet. Go grab it for free, and it outlines who needs to be in the meetings, what's the purpose of the meeting, and a few tips on how to run those meetings. You guys rock. I got to roll. See you next time.